This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have a special surprise for those of you who are up early on a Friday morning, 7:39. The one and only Isla is joining us live from Daddy's studio, formerly known as Mommy's office. Good morning, Isla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you so much. Thanks for getting up early.
Nothing?
Okay. Oh, thanks. All right, great. All right, that's what I was looking for. So how are you this morning? I see that you're all still wrapped up in your blankie.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy.
My name...
Hey, talking to
our neighbors gave it to me.
Oh, isn't that nice? It says hope on it and all just like nice words.
Yeah.
I can't read them all, but that's
my favorite color and it's fuzzy.
Oh, yeah. Purple. Purple on one side and then it's like a fuzzy. You know, I have the same. You know what? This is my security blanket. See, it's just brown on this side, but I got the fuzzy on the inside. I like that fleece. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, I think so.
See, no matter how old you get, you want to be cozy. You know, it's important.
You just want to be cozy.
Yeah. Last night I saw...
My mom's still in her bed.
Your baby sister's still in bed?
No, my mom's still in bed.
Oh, that's fine. She should. That's nice that you're letting her... I noticed that you really stepped up last night and you helped out with the baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got right in the crib and we're playing lullabies off your iPod.
Yeah.
What's the what's her favorite lullaby?
Frozen.
Oh, from Frozen?
Yeah.
How does that song go? Let me hear that.
I'm not singing.
Just sing it. Oh, you're not singing.
Not singing.
All right, fine. Listen, hey, you know, you're in charge of you.
Yeah, read your tag and let's get it on.
Oh, for God's. All right, hold on. Let's give... She's fun to talk to, Vinny. God. All right, hit the news thing.
Is it this song or is it the, like, Let It Go song or what?
All is Found.
What's
all
it called?
Is Found. Is that the Olaf one?
All is...
No, it's All is Found from their mom.
Oh, the mom.
Oh, jeez.
I see. Hey, let's see if I can...
See, I haven't seen Frozen 2, so don't tell me what happens. You know, I thought the mom was gone.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah,
it's so pretty.
It is very pretty.
I know, it's a lullaby. It's in my iPod.
Yeah. Is there a video that goes with it so you can watch that while you listen? No? You just hear the song?
Yeah, I just hear the song.
And no sample from you today, huh? Not a snippet of a verse of that song at all? No?
Nope.
All right.
We did our best job
the
trying
Radio
to
Alice you. Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app for your phone. Get radio and listen to radio. Also, when your post is social media, use hashtags. Stay connected to keep us in the loop. Here's my dad.
Right. Okay, hold on. Before your dad comes on, can I see the tooth? The tooth, Isla. Right. Get over close to the phone. Get over close to... No, hold on. Let's see the... We're looking at the tooth.
Oh.
Yeah, lean over here close to the phone. Get
to
over
the phone,
to the phone
Isla.
So we can all see
right,
it.
Right over here.
In the camera. Look at that. Right there.
I'm taking a screenshot of that. There we go. All right. Very nice. All right, thank you. Thanks.
Right.
Nice appearance, Isla. Good appearance.
Don't start trolls without me.
Nope, don't do it. All right, fine. Go ahead.
Boy, she really has a mind of her own, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was. We've been working on this, getting her to come in and sing for Friday, and she's got a song that would have been fun. And then this morning, she's just like, "No, what you the know, heck,
kid? You can't force them to do anything."
I know. Hold on one sec.
So annoying.
Isla, you gotta shut the door. Thank you.
Yeah, we need to. Dad's office is.
Mom's office, actually.
Right, sorry, chaos. Dad's studio, formerly known as Mom's office.
Right. All right, so here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this again real quick. As many of the streets of our big cities are empty, it looks like Oakland is going to be opening up some of their, closing their streets to cars. Here it is. Oakland streets will close to cars and open to pedestrians and bicyclists. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said she'll temporarily banish cars from residential streets throughout the city to allow pedestrians and bicyclists to more freely use the roadway to exercise during the stay-at-home order. It seems like it could go great.
Yeah.
But, you know, here in Santa Cruz County, what they've done is they finally closed all the beaches and all the parks and all the parking lots because you get too many people congregating, and now you've got a problem of spreading this. The whole point of the stay-at-home order is to not gather.
Right.
So
well, you've got the beach, so that, I mean, puts you sort of in a unique position because people go through Santa Cruz to get to the beach specifically.
Right.
I think this actually might be a good way to keep people from congregating. Like, open up the streets, people can move around, they can get a little, you know, ahead of speed on there, and that's, it might make it easier to stay in your own neighborhood without having to go somewhere to get the wide open spaces that you're looking for.
Right. Well, the emergency measure is called Oakland Slow Streets, and they're going to shut down automobiles from 74 miles of streets. They say that's 10% of the roadway space in Oakland. It will now be only for pedestrians and bicyclists. So we'll see how it works.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing I can see going wrong here is the essential workers who live on those streets who are driving their cars.
Oh, right.
You know?
As I mentioned, Santa Cruz County, they weren't quick to shut down the beaches, and yet the curve has been flattened here, at least as of yesterday. They say Santa Cruz County has only had 80 confirmed cases of coronavirus.
Wow.
And that's a pretty flat curve when you think about what some of the other cities have had to deal with. So knocking wood that stays that way.
Right. You know, the thing about these counts is that because there's no testing available, it's, you know, these are, they feel like guesses sometimes, you know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if I started to show symptoms right now, they're not going to test me. They're going to say, stay home, get better. So
good luck.
How's
that
a count?
Come to the hospital if you can't breathe. I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really a count, but whatever. Nope. That's what they're giving us. That's the info they've provided, so... All right. You know, one of the places they're saying isn't empty, and I haven't been, so I wouldn't know. Home Depot's packed. Hardware, packed. Lowe's, packed.
Wow.
They're saying that all of the honey-do lists across the nation are getting done right now as people are stuck at home.
Yeah,
it's one of the only ways some people are capable of dealing with the stay-at-home order because of the boredom. I mean, how much... Look, I don't watch that much TV to begin with, but how much can you watch even if you love TV? There's got to be a point where you say, I got to go find something to do besides this, right?
Right, my ass is actually melding with the couch cushion.
They say the employees at these Home Depots across the nation are saying, nothing's slowed down here at all. It's not slowing down at all, they say, as homebound home improvement is all the rage.
Right. Well, if you got to go to one of these places, masks and gloves, people, let's just, and don't get close. And respect the people who are doing the checkouts there, too, you know? Boy, it is hard to, who knew it would be so hard to tell people stay home and watch TV?
Well, I don't think any of us... I don't know what I thought when we first started the scramble towards home, but I don't think any of us expected it to go more than a month. And now as it sort of started to really settle in, we're seeing 2 months is going to be short, if we're lucky, right?
Right. I mean, that's it. It seems like it's someone is at my front door.
Somebody is at your door.
Oh, let's see who. Is it Scott?
Just pull it up on your ring.
It better not be Scott. I'm going to pull it up on my ring app.
All right.
I mean, who could it be?
I'll do another story while you look.
All right.
I mentioned this to you guys a couple days ago because I was saying I often just pay my auto insurance bill in full for the year early on in the new year. Each new year I get that bill. So I'm not sure how it's going to work for me, but California auto insurers are giving drivers coronavirus credits, and they've got a list of the auto insurance companies and what they're giving back in the newspaper this morning. So for example, Allstate's giving 15% credit payback, Farmers, Geico, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, they all have a certain amount you're getting back for the time you're spending trapped inside. So this is something
that's
you may want to...
That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news, especially if you paid the bill in advance and now you could really use a little bit of a bump back.
Mm-hmm.
So look into that. Again, the insurance companies are in the paper this morning, and there's a long list. So hopefully yours is on that.
Yeah,
who was it?
There's some dude standing on my front porch with gloves on. I don't know who he is, and what am I going to do?
Is John at that door now or what?
No, John's in bed. 7:30 in the morning.
Left the guy there, huh?
Yeah, what am I going to do? I'm on the air. I'm, you know. I don't know what to do. I'm like,
Yesterday, around this time, an Instacart guy came to drop off all the Costco stuff I ordered. I guess they can shop at Costco like starting at 6 in the morning or something before it opens for all your big orders. So they get there early and they dropped off like a ton of stuff around this time.
Did you get toilet paper?
I didn't. But, you know, I got the bidet, so that's not really a necessity for me right now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, lucky
cleaner.
You.
You got the butt wash. Got it.
I got the butt wash and enough toilet paper for now.
Yeah.
Speaking
of
toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious who's out there, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm curious too. I hate to think that some guy.
I just heard John.
Oh, John's up checking it out.
Well, I heard something.
Good.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Who's out there?
Oh, are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the air. Oh. Hold on, let me turn the camera. Who's out there? Oh, the Terminix guy. Oh, all right. I'm a little bit freaked out.
Terminix? What is that?
I don't know why he has to. He comes around, sprays for bugs at our house. Maybe we haven't paid him or something. I don't know.
Is Terminix the secret to your beautiful backyard?
Maybe it is.
Is the cat out of the bag, as they say?
No, he just, we have rats and we have ants and we have all kinds of crap. So. He sprays the house. The outside. He doesn't come in the house.
We were talking about toilet paper. This story out of California. It looks like down south, Santa Clarita, which is just north of L.A., right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
I think it's just north of L.A. But anyway, they say Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says that the deputies responded to a fight at a home at 3 in the morning. It turns out this is the first arrest that I've heard of that started out over an argument over toilet paper.
Oh, no.
The son accused the mother of hiding the toilet paper, and the mother said, yeah, because you're using too much of it. So I don't know what's going on that she must be keeping track of how quick the boy is going through rolls, except at 26, I don't know that we'd call him a boy, would we?
Well, when you're still living at home with your mom, I mean, maybe boy is the most apt thing to call
know,
you.
But they My ended
boy
up,
lives with me.
They ended up in a full-blown argument, and he even ended up, they're calling it a domestic altercation because he ended up slapping his mom.
Don't slap your mom!
She declined medical treatment. She wasn't hurt, but things had gone way too far over the hiding of the toilet paper in the house.
That's crazy.
So a 3 a.m. call to the sheriff's department where they say they've seen everything. They say, well, now I've seen everything.
Seen this, right.
As we're now fighting over how much toilet paper you use in the house. Oh, geez.
Oh, Bryn, you can't stop him.
So we've all been stuck inside now for a while. I, of course, shave my own head, so don't have to worry about my hairdo.
Right.
And yet many of you by now are starting to get a little shaggy and wondering, yeah, what exactly are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
15% of people say they've already gotten a haircut from someone they live with.
Oh.
Just let whoever do it.
Yeah. I've done my own bangs. What are those things that you attach them to your vacuum cleaner, the Flowbee or something? Is that what, that's it, a Flowbee.
A Flowbee, yeah.
Yeah, everybody get a Flowbee.
You know, that when we were talking about Jane and her haircut, she'd written on text and said, she has a standing appointment for her bangs for every 2 weeks.
Oh.
Can you imagine that upkeep?
I would never do it.
I know you wouldn't. I wouldn't do it either. Can you imagine going in every 2 weeks just for that? Just give me that crisp line that I need.
Right. I mean, and that's her. That is a pretty sharp haircut. It's razor sharp.
Well, all of it. She's tight. She keeps the whole thing. The whole outfit is clean and tight.
It's going to be funny to see all the people who have the clean, tight haircut and the clean, tight outfit. It's going to be funny to see them when they come back because the hairdressers are going to be backed up. Everybody's
right.
Going to need a haircut. I can't wait to see Jane all ragged out for after her isolation. It's going to be great.
Hey, have you stopped shaving your legs?
No, I still shave once a week.
Oh, once a week.
Yeah, okay. I shave once, you know, I get ready for our Friday date.
Oh, today's the day.
Today's the day, baby.
Oh, lucky John.
All lucky right. John. Oh, my God. Get a piece of this, you know.
Anyway, it looks
what
like
luck.
Most people will be. Most people will be rocking home haircuts here as we emerge from our quarantines. So that should be fun.
It's
I would
be
guess.
Interesting.
Well, I would guess most of us it won't be that big a deal. But the people like Jane who keep everything tight and clean, yep, and I don't know the what the kids say anymore on fleek, whatever.
Sure, right.
Whatever they say
on fleek.
Anyone who does that, they're gonna emerge looking a little bit.
I'm going to look well-groomed when I get out of there. I'll probably dye my hair right before we come back, you know, because I'm not going to bother while we're in isolation. What's the point?
So
I might just cut it all off.
I haven't actually seen you in a month.
I know. I see you every day, but I haven't actually laid eyes on you. It's a long time for us. For all of us.
It's super trippy. And I know that probably everybody's got that same feeling. Like, so a month and we're looking at probably another month. Do you know anybody who's been personally diagnosed with coronavirus? Because I don't.
I don't think so.
I think that continues to be one of the problems we're dealing with when people are out and about, is nobody knows anybody who's got it.
Mm.
So 22% of Americans now say they personally know someone who's been diagnosed. The number's growing, and yet I don't. Do you, Bryn?
I don't.
Nicole? Anybody? Nobody.
Pink. I know Pink.
Yeah,
I know
you
a
don't,
friend
though.
Of friends, but yeah, I don't know them personally.
Right, exactly. No, you hear stories all the time. Mm-hmm. I lost this person or this person's really sick from it. And... Oh, the Terminix guy is right outside my window now.
Oh, killer. Turn the camera at him. Let me see that guy.
All right, hold on. Hold on. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's spraying.
It looks like he's sweeping. Is he sweeping?
Like dusting spider webs. Oh, he's getting spider webs.
Oh. Boy, nice ad for Terminix.
Yeah.
Hey, you should send this to sales team and tell them maybe this is the new way to sneak advertising in, huh?
That's not a bad idea.
Sarah's doorbell at 7 in the morning.
Hey, look at that. Someone just drove a brand new Honda out to my side yard. I'm looking out the window and it's in. Whoa, that is a nice car.
Pretty good, Vin. Woo. Tell me more. What color is it? Does it have the sports package on there?
Hey, sales. Listen
Honda.
To this. Our text number is... We just solved the problem, Entercom. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-436-9797.
We are problem solvers.
Hey, look at that. A Bay Club sign just dropped down into my window view.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I love the Bay Club.
And then I lost 20 pounds right after that.
Yeah, it was like a miracle. And I'm so much happier. This is huge.
Santa Clarita is north of L.A., home to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was Valencia. Must be right near there.
I pay my bill monthly. My May car insurance will be $15 cheaper. Okay.
Oh, still, well, $15 is $15.
Yeah.
It's at least that's one roll of toilet paper on the black market.
Oh, is that what it's going for?
I assume. People are gouging left and right.
415 says, Sarah, wake John up. You got a guy at your front door with gloves on and you just walk away from it?
What am I saying? I'm not going to go wake him up. I don't know who that is, you know? I didn't know who it was, and we're on the air. Like, I feel like my first priority is to be on the air.
Well,
is that
wrong? I
don't
disagree, but did you think 911 at all, or were you like...
No, he rang the doorbell and he had gloves on. What could be safer than that?
Okay. If you say, oh, my God. I am so out of time.
Oh, geez, really? All right, quick break. We'll be back with the new music.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.